Your views inviting letters, comments or contributions, which may be edited to fit the space available. Tax code warning. Recently I received a revised tax code notice from HMRC. It seemed immediately wrong. My code had changed from the normal 3 figures and 1 letter to 4 figures and 2 letters, and my total tax-free allowances, instead of the usual positive 5-figure amount, had changed to a minus of over £33,000. The net result? My tax was going to double each month for the rest of the current financial year to recover the near £3,000 that it seemed I owed. I eventually got through to the HMRC helpline with a list of questions, but got no further than my first point, why they had sent a new tax code notice in December 2025, when my civil service pension and retirement pension had not altered since April 2025. The call handler was immediately apologetic and said this had happened to thousands of people. He'd had many similar complaints from retired civil servants. The only recent change either of us could identify was the change in payroll provider from my CSP to Capita. It seems when this happens, the new payroll provider automatically requests a new tax code from HMRC, which is generated again automatically, and no human being actually reads the notice to check for obvious errors. The handler immediately reset my tax code to the original one and apologized again. I am writing to alert colleagues and hope the CSPA can intervene, so that similar problems do not occur again. John Smith, Warrington. RNLI Fundraiser. Dear readers, I have arranged to abseil 100 metres down the Spinnaker Tower in Portsmouth Harbour on Saturday the 9th of May, despite my fear of heights. I contacted the RNLI as its many volunteers save lives at sea, not only on lifeboats but as lifeguards on beaches. These volunteers have saved thousands of lives and continue to do so. Many families must be grateful the RNLI has ensured their loved ones have returned safely, and many others will feel the same in future. I have set myself a target of raising £1,000, and would be very grateful if you could help me reach, or hopefully exceed, this. I have set up a Just Giving page, www.justgiving.com/page/RichardMatthews4. Thank you in advance for your kind sponsorship. Richard Matthews, East Grinstead. Threshold Planning. I was interested in your article on pensioners reaching tax thresholds that have remained fixed. I have marginally reached the 40% threshold and discovered the surprising cost. I had been claiming the marriage allowance, which stops immediately in the tax year affected, as does the £1,000 allowance for interest-free income, reducing to £500. I have received tax demands for the last 2 years of over £1,000. If members are approaching the 40% threshold, they must plan in advance rather than be caught by the system. David Foulkes, Hove. Poetry Corner Elegy for an Old Tire Found in a Hedge. He lies unseen within his busy bed in living green and dying pillow. His race was long and now undead. Endless days will follow tomorrow. He's not alone, and around and within. He gives life and shelter to creatures of the dark and deep, home to dynasties of prickle, fur, and feather. Line after line in endless succession. Once he had friends in service bound, uncomplaining as they journeyed far, shedding their lives in decaying orbits atom by atom. Oft there was danger and precipitate hazard. This they faced fearless, confidence to those they served and protected. Until they could serve no more, facing fire or dismemberment. But not him, oh no, just a careless, casual, disregarded and discarded toss into the green embrace wherein he now lies. His new life will be long but fruitful in providing shelter and sanctuary, immune to offensive sun or sullen storm. A home of sorts, once tired, now retired. David Fry.